This is VOA News, reporting by remote. I'm Joe Ramsey. The remnants of Hurricane Ida triggered spectacular flash flooding in the U.S. and a rare state of emergency in New York City overnight into Thursday and killed at least 8 people. Streets turned into rivers while subway stations were also flooded. Hundreds of flights were canceled at LaGuardia and JFK airports, as well as at Newark in the state of New Jersey, where video shows a terminal underwater. Flooding closed major roads across multiple boroughs, including Manhattan, the Bronx, and Queens. Ida slammed into the southern state of Louisiana over the weekend, bringing severe flooding and tornadoes as it blazed a trail of destruction north. South Africa says it has declined a request to host Afghans who fled into Pakistan to escape the Taliban, as it's already accommodating, quote, a substantial number of refugees from other countries. The government said it had been approached to consider receiving a number of Afghan refugees who had sought refuge in Pakistan. The foreign ministry said in a statement late Wednesday, quote, the South African government is unfortunately not in a position to accommodate such a request. It said the country is already home to a substantial number of refugees and is seized with addressing their needs. The most industrialized nation on the continent, South Africa, is a major destination for economic migrants from neighboring countries and beyond. The country also boasts one of the world's most progressive refugee policies, which helped attract more than 1 million asylum seekers between 2007 and 2015. The U.S. withdrawal from Afghanistan was completed on Tuesday, and most are worried about a humanitarian crisis. This is VOA News. Two senior European Union officials urged the bloc's governments on Thursday to set up a rapidly deployable military force to intervene around the world, saying the crisis in Afghanistan would provide the catalyst to end years of inaction. The EU's top diplomat and its military chiefs said the bloc needed to react to conflicts beyond its borders and the creation of a, quote, first entry force of 5,000 troops was the way forward, reducing dependence on the United States. EU defense ministers gathered for a meeting in Slovenia to discuss the fallout of the chaotic withdrawal of Western troops from Afghanistan after the Taliban took control of the country August 15th. The EU's efforts to create such a force have been paralyzed for more than a decade, despite the creation in 2007 of a system of EU battle groups of 1,500 troops that have never been used due to disputes over funding and reluctance to deploy. China ordered broadcasters on Thursday to shun artists with, quote, incorrect political positions, and said a patriotic atmosphere needs to be cultivated, widening a crackdown on its booming entertainment industry. After years of runaway growth in the world's second largest economy, regulators have been trying to strengthen control over Chinese society by tightening oversight over a broad range of industries, ranging from technology to education and culture. Communist Party authorities can censor anything they believe violates core socialist values and already have stringent rules on content ranging from video games to movies and music. Fresh guidelines were announced on Thursday, with the party's publicity department blasting some in the entertainment industry for their alleged bad influence on the young and for, quote, severely polluting the social atmosphere. The party notice says penalties should be increased for actors who have engaged in illegal or unethical behavior, and agencies who condone such behaviors should be promptly punished. A Japanese court on Thursday sentenced a 90-year-old former senior government official to 5 years in prison for a 2019 car accident that killed a 3-year-old girl and her mother, a high-profile case in the fast-aging country where elderly drivers have become a safety concern. The Tokyo District Court convicted the former top official at the Trade and Industry Ministry of negligence resulting in death and injury. His wife, who was a passenger in the car, was among 9 people injured in the accident. There's no evidence that he applied the brakes before his car hit the victims at a speed of 96 kilometers per hour at a crosswalk in downtown Tokyo, according to the court. Reporting by remote, I'm Joe Ramsey, VOA News.